So if you haven't picked up on it, or if we called that or whatever. Anyways, this week I'm doing the Slender Man stabbing, which, do you remember this mostly? Or did you watch the documentary?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. Perfect. That's actually better. Okay, so this happened really close to where I grew up. So after we watched documentary yesterday, I looked it up and it was 18 minutes from my hometown, or my house that I grew up in.
That's super close to home.
Yeah, so it was a little weird that, like, some of it was, like, places that I recognized. Especially, like, Waukesha. We lived in Waukesha County, and, like, Waukesha was the next town over from us. Like, we shared a border with them.
Wow.
So, and that's where this
happened. Did you know anyone from there?
Like, from Waukesha? Yeah, I know a shit ton of people from Waukesha, but I don't know anybody involved. Okay. Like, I don't know anybody that knows anybody that's involved.
Doesn't hit that close to home, okay.
No, because there were, like, younger kids, too, and we were in college when it happened.
Okay.
So, it happened in 2014, which would have put us in college. Yeah.
Jinx.
So, I don't remember how old we were, but yeah. So they were like 12 or 13, which is also scary because, like, the whole time, I don't think we talked about this, but the whole time we were watching the documentary, I was like, oh God, like, Ellie is literally his age. And I, like, could not picture.
How old are the characters in this story?
They're like 12.
Oh my God, that's really young.
Yeah. Gross. Okay. Also, okay, so if you haven't heard about this, this is the Slender Man stabbing where two girls stabbed one of their best friends.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, you heard of this. Yes. Okay. Yeah, so they stabbed one of their best friends multiple times and, like, left her for dead in the woods. And it happened in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And then, do you remember that they made a Slender Man movie?
No.
A pretty long time after it. It was long enough after that I was living in the cities, so probably like 4 or 5 years after. I remember seeing it in the Edina Theater, and it was so bad that, like, people laughed more in this movie than, like, actual comedies that I've, like, been to theaters in.
Was it about, like, the teenagers in this story, or, like, a Slender Man from the Photoshop?
It was, like, Slender Man from the Photoshop, but it was also, like, you could tell it was, like, loosely based off of, like, the stabbing thing. Like, they didn't do anything where they, like, stabbed their friend, but it was, like, a bunch of teenagers who, like, got caught up in the Slender Man thing, and, like, yeah. So, and of course, it was way different, but it was definitely inspired. But anyways, the Waukesha theaters wouldn't play it. Like, they did not even, like, carry the movie, which, I mean, which is fair. but it is funny to see how, like, all the old people and, like, news anchors react to this, where they're like, Slender Man, you've probably never heard of him, but your kids have. And I'm like, I feel like we always grew up on Slender Man, or, like, I knew of Slender Man in high school.
I had heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, and so I thought it was around longer than it was, mm-hmm. But Slender Man was, like, 2009, apparently, it was when it was created.
Oh, wow.
And it was because of a Photoshop competition, and the internet just, like, ran with it, and it became, like, this, like,
what did thing. So, like, what was the contest exactly?
It was, like, to Photoshop something to make it look like it was, like, a real thing in history or something like that.
Okay, so, it wasn't, like, make a Slender Man or, like, make this mythology
no.
real. Okay, so
no,
it
was,
like, this guy made it up. Okay.
Yeah, it was, like, make it look a historical photo or something like that. And he put a Slender Man in the background of, like, kids playing in the playground and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And so, it, like, the internet loved it, and then they made all this lore about it where, like, he would, like, kidnap children and, like, all this stuff. And then they made, like, video games out of Slender Man, and, like, do you remember the maze game that we would play as kids where, like, you had to drag the mouse through a maze?
Oh, and then someone would pop up as, like, you got really close. Yes!
Yeah, it was, like, the Exorcist face when you got, like, when you won. And then they also had, do you remember the Nature Drive video where you're, like, watching a car drive?
Yes, and then you're like, is anything going to happen? Yes, I do. Those are pretty good videos. That's
because both of those are, like, where you put your face in, like, really close, and then it, like, scares the shit out of you.
You're drawing you right so in.
That's what this reminds me of. Okay, so the two girls, there's three girls involved. The two that stab the other girl, their names are Morgan and Anissa. And then the girl who got stabbed's name is Peyton, but then they also call her Bella, which has no relation to
Twilight, which was very popular at the time.
Yeah, I thought that that's what they were, like, going for, but no, this girl just, like, also went by Bella. I think it was her middle name.
Okay.
So I'll give a little background on Morgan first.
And Anisha?
Anissa.
Anissa. I did know an Anissa, and she sounds like she couldn't, like, fit within the story. Like, you know, the first that popped in your head, that's exactly what the real Anissa that I know.
It's, like, a strange name. Yeah. I feel like it's a name that somebody has, and they have, like, 10 siblings.
Yeah, like, you hear the name, and it's like, yes, that's a name that fits within a story about two 12-year-olds killing someone because of something they saw on the internet, and, like, I would not put, like, this makes sense for that girl.
Yeah.
Is my point.
Also, Waukesha is, like, it can be a very trashy place, but it can also be a not very trashy place, so it's a weird, like...
Like all places.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just got, like, both sides of the spectrum pretty hard.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a really big place. It's kind of like Bloomington. Anyways, so the one girl, Morgan, one of the girls who does the stabbing, they talk about her in the documentary, and her mom's like, she was a surprise child, like, we didn't really want her, but, like, we ended up having her, and I think they had more kids after that, but, her own mom says she's, like, a weird kid and didn't have empathy in movies, and, like, didn't care when bad things happened to good characters, but, like, her example of it was really bad. She talked about Bambi and how, like, the girl didn't feel bad for Bambi's mom, and she was like cheering on for Bambi and was like, go save yourself. I'm like, that still is a good reaction. It's like,
it's a normal reaction. They did not set up enough time to like build a character where you feel sympathy for the mom. Yeah, she was not developed.
And she's like cheering on Bambi. I'm like, well, at least she wasn't like, fucking get Bambi too.
Yeah, this girl understood the hero's journey of a story. I think the mom just misunderstood Bambi as a whole.
Yeah, I think the mom wanted to be like, this isn't my fault. Our daughter was just fucked
I should
up.
Stop fighting for this girl though.
I think the mom is a bad mom because
she can't watch a movie. Like she misunderstood Bambi clearly.
Yeah. Well, she also says that like this Morgan girl showed them Slender Man and like all the lore behind Slender Man, and they like weren't that concerned. She's like, I read Stephen King's It when I was her age, and I was like, fine. But I mean, like, I don't know if my kid expressed interest in like something like this. You would be a little concerned, right?
Yeah.
I'd
be concerned. I remember I was working at Target in the, like, Target offices, and, like, in a different department, someone was talking about, like, how her daughter had a Finsta that she had found, and she was like, I just don't get it. Like, it's so weird, and, like, I can't even tell if it's Vile or not. And she's like, and her name is, like, and it was something about, like, Shrek, and then, like, something kind of dirty with the name Shrek. And so we heard, and then my coworker and I, like, looked at each other and, like, both, like, grabbed our phones to, like, look at the Instagram. Hilarious content.
Is it just, like memes? Or
yeah, like, memes, some videos, and there's, like, one video, and I think she had made it, but, like, it was something about someone in a wheelchair, but it was really, really, really funny. And I don't know if it was her, if it was just, like, an early TikTok kind of thing. But it was hilarious, and, like, we both wanted to be all over and be like, you have nothing to worry about. That girl is going places. Like,
but
like, fan that flame. Like, that is a brilliant kid.
But social media is also terrifying. Like, I've seen my niece has over 1,000 followers on TikTok, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, creepy.
And, like, yeah, and, like, who the fuck are they?
I guess I did just talk about a really cool teenager's Instagram, which is creepy.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the context that you came across it, no, but, like...
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah, like...
It was not, hey, check out the sick Instagram.
But kids have, like, a lot of followers, and they're posting some really random shit, and, like, I don't know. I have, like, looked at Zoli's followers before on Instagram, too, and there's been, like, a guy in just underwear, like a model, supposedly, or whatever, and I'm like, I don't like this. But, like, you know, you can't control who follows you if it's not private.
And hopefully
like,
it's bots.
Yeah, oh, it was definitely a bot, or, like, some sort of, yeah.
But a cautionary tale, at least.
But still, yeah, I'm like, I hate this. I hate this so much. Like, this whole thing is, like, kids should not have the internet. And so then the last thing with Morgan is that she and Bella/Peyton, the girl who gets stabbed, were friends for quite some time before all this happened. And then the other girl, the girl who also does the stabbing, is Anissa. And Anissa seems a little bit more normal. Like, she has, like, a pink bedroom. And, like, her parents care about internet usage. They, like, I think they, like, set a time where she's, like, not allowed to be on her iPad past, like, 7:30 or something. And they can't have closed doors in their house. So it, like, it's kind of, like, the flip side of the other parents. But then, like, they still ended up in the same situation.
Yeah.
So it's, like...
Which one really worked?
Yeah, exactly. Well, neither, obviously. They also showed, like, Anissa's search history or, like, what she did on the internet. And she would take quizzes like, am I a psychopath? Am I a sociopath? Which I don't exactly fault her because I feel like...
Some bad days and it's like, maybe I should take some time. Like, maybe I should double check.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily... Sometimes you don't even seek them out. It's like when you're a kid and you take the... I mean, for me, obviously, I was trying to find something out, but, like, you take the am I gay quiz. But, yeah, so she took those things, which isn't that weird. And then, apparently, though, she would, like, cry in school because she didn't have any friends. And she would, like, come in from recess and just cry the whole time because didn't have anybody to hang out with. Which is weird because her parents don't really talk about that, but her teacher does. So it's, like... I don't know, like, is nobody communicating or, like, do the dad and mom just wanted assume. To seem like their kid is more normal than she was? Okay, side note, though, outside of Slender Man, have you heard of Momo? I need to show you this thing.
No.
So there's this thing on the internet, if you have not seen it, please look at it. It's called Momo. It's like a...
It's like Coraline. I don't like that.
It's so much worse than Coraline. It's like, if you search Momo...
It's like a Coraline in real life. I don't like that.
It's like a fucked up puppet with, like, bulging eyes and, like, really stringy black hair. And, like, it's like, I don't know what the fuck the challenge is. It was reported that children and adolescents were being enticed by a user named Momo to perform serious and dangerous tasks, including violent attacks, self-harm, and suicide. So, like, what the fuck are people on the internet doing that they're, like, creating Slender Man and Momo and all these
That's
things?
That's so weird.
It's not all that shocking that this stuff happens. And so anyways, why Slender Man? The girls think that Slender Man is, like, a real being, and they find him on the internet, and then... They just, like, obsess over all of it. Like, there's so much out there about it that they just, like, read and read and read about him. And they think that he can read minds and grow tendrils and teleport. And the reason that they stab their friend is because they think that Slender Man would kill their family if they didn't. Because they want to be, like, reasonable. Slaves. They want to be, like, slaves or, like, children slaves of Slender Man because then he can't hurt you or he won't hurt you, I guess. So anyways... On May 31st, 2014, they went to this girl, Morgan's birthday party. So it was just Morgan, Anissa, and Peyton. Which, lit birthday party. That's, like, another thing is, like, if a kid only has two friends on their birthday party, is that...
A bummer.
That's a sign, right?
That's sad. Just don't throw the birthday party. Come, like, do something as a... It's a family day.
Yeah, or invite the kids to the family thing. Make it... Boost the numbers. Anyways, so that's the birthday party. They go to Skateland, which is crazy because I used to go to Skateland all the time as a kid.
Oh, because you were right there.
Yeah, weird. And so, like, that's...
What were you doing back in 2009? Were you hitting up... Could you have been on the same day?
I was not at Skateland, but it is weird that,
I'm glad you have an alibi.
That they went there. And that Skateland is just still open. Or was at that time. But anyway, so they go to Skateland, and they were supposed to stab this girl that night, but they decide to wait because they wanted to give her, like, one more day or something like
that. Okay, they had a lot of fun in Skateland, I get it.
Yeah. They were just coming down from that
roller. Maybe she was really good at skating, and they're like, she gets a, like...
Yeah, they couldn't catch her.
Respect, yeah. She gets another day.
So anyways, they all, like, sat around on their devices and just, like, had a sleepover, which, wow, sleepovers are probably so boring nowadays.
Not that one. That one sounds freaking intense.
If you just sit on your devices?
Not when two of them are plotting the murder of the other one.
Sure, but, like... Before that, I mean, I
think... You and I imagine this sleepover differently. I'm imagining these three girls in, like, a living room together.
They are in, like, a living room together, but they're just, like, literally playing games on their phones and stuff.
Do you think...
The two already had the plan, like,
I know, but do you think they were texting about it while she was just sitting there?
Oh, probably.
Like, your worst... Literally the worst nightmare of, like, what do you think they're talking about?
Okay. Where it's just like, ding, ding, ding.
Very true question.
Like, I was texting you guys.
Very, very true question, and I think we should give this up to the audience as a poll. Two people are texting about you in a room, and you, like, are like, okay, they're texting about me, and, like, they keep looking at you, so you know they're texting about you. You look at the phone. Would you rather see it? They're texting about how they think you're kind of ugly, or that they're plotting your murder. Let me know. I'm not sure which I would rather see. I'd rather see neither. I don't think I would hang out with people that would do that. But I think I'd rather see, like, they're plotting my murder and be like, okay, That I can deal with that more. Like, if I saw the other, I'd be like, wow. That would be a lot to take. Both would.
Or do you even ask them, like, what they're talking about? You know what I mean? Like,
I think both times you don't say anything.
That you're correct. So, yeah, they're hanging out on their devices. Two of them are maybe possibly texting back and forth in the same room. They end up waiting till the morning to kill her, like I said. So they all go to the park unsupervised. Before they leave, Morgan takes a knife from her kitchen. And, like, while they're walking to the park, she shows it to Anissa. And it's, like, a 5-inch blade, which I don't know how...
That's pretty good size.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was about to say, I don't know how big 5 inches is, but I feel like there's, like, a dick joke in there, and I don't want to be...
Yeah, don't walk into it. You're good.
But anyways... also, just proves it's Wisconsin, she, in the documentary, she's like, she lifted up her winter coat and showed me her knife, but it was May 30th. Like, what, was it that cold in May 30th?
No.
That they, so, I don't know. But anyways, so they take a knife to the park, and they want to have this paint girl be asleep, because they don't want to hear her scream. I guess the one girl, Anissa's like, screaming's too much for me. I can't deal with that. So they want her to be asleep, and they literally ask her if she can fall asleep at this park. And obviously the girl's like, no, what the fuck? And this part I'm a little confused about. I think at some point they're in the bathroom, and she smacks her in the head. Like, if you were, like, standing with your back to the wall, I think she, like... hits her in the forehead, and then the girl, like, hits the back of her head against the concrete wall.
Dang.
But then they start to play hide-and-seek after, so I'm a little confused if, like, they did this to the girl, and she's just like, what the literal fuck? Like, I don't know. So I'm not even really sure how that played out.
Or if they were, like, running away from her when she got up, and, like, I don't, that's weird.
I think they did it to her, and she was, like, super fucking delirious, and she didn't know what was going on. And then the rest they, like, forced her into. So then they're like, we want to play hide and seek. And so they... Oh, yeah. So they, like, knock this bitch out or whatever. And then Morgan starts freaking out and, like, is like, I can't kill her. I can't kill her. And Anissa just, like, starts petting her like a cat and, like, calms her down in this bathroom. To, like, you know, get her, like, back into the killing mood, I guess, or whatever, or to, like, reassure her. And then they end up going to play hide-and-seek, finally. And so Morgan and Peyton go into the woods and, like, hide while Anissa's trying to find them. And then when they find each other or whatever, that's when they decide that they're going to kill her. So they hold her down, and then... Anissa says that Morgan has to do it because Morgan brought the knife and, like, she just can't do it or whatever. And Morgan's like, I'm not going to do it until you tell me to. So Anissa, like, walks away, turns her back to the two girls, and then is like, do it now. And then the other girl, what does she fucking say? She says some weird ass shit. Oh, yeah. She leans, she, like, sits on the girl's legs, leans in and says, don't be afraid. I'm only a little kitty cat.
Oh, and... she's a weirdo.
Yeah. And then after that, she leans in closer and says, I'm so sorry. And then she stabs her 19 times. And she said that, like, after a little while, it didn't even feel like anything. It just felt like stabbing air, which is fucked up.
That is super messed up.
Yeah, and then so one of the stab wounds ends up being a millimeter away from a major artery. So this girl, like, full on would have died. Which, by the way, plot twist, the girl doesn't die.
Oh, God.
So then they, like, leave her in the leaves. And the girl tries to, like, stand up. And they're like, no, lay down. You'll bleed out slower. We're going to go get help. And then they leave. And so the girl obviously, like, doesn't stay there. She, like, crawls to the side of the road, and a cyclist finds her, which is terrifying. If you were just, like, going, like, you bike all the time, how fucking terrifying would it be if you were on, like, a morning bike ride?
And a girl just came out of the ditches and was just...
stabbed 19 times.
Because I couldn't be like, ah, hop on, like, I'll give you a ride. I'd be like, well, wait here, I'm going to slowly pedal and go, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Or, like,
yeah.
I guess I would just call 911, but wow.
I would, like, think I was tripping, or,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's, like, so many things that you wouldn't, I don't know if I would react well. I'd probably be freaking out more than the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, no, look at you! Anyways, so.
I like to think I would help, though.
I would definitely help, but I think I would be very panicked.
Yeah.
So anyways, the other girls are, like, running away. Their plan is to go to Slenderman's mansion, which is supposedly in the Nicolet National Forest, or State Forest, which is 4.5 hours away in, like, northern Wisconsin.
Mm. So, and they can't drive, so what's their plan?
No, so they plan on walking.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Obviously, they don't get very far. So while they're walking, Anissa has like a nervous breakdown and they both start crying and Anissa wants to go home, but Morgan's like, you can't, you're going to go to prison. So they just keep walking. They're found on the side of I-94 and then taken in for interrogations. So in the interrogations, Morgan asks if Peyton's dead or not, which like is freaky.
Did they find Peyton yet?
Yeah. So this like they find the two girls because Peyton's found by the biker. Yeah.
Like they don't find her simultaneously and have two girls and be like, oh, we found another missing girl. We found missing girls.
Okay. They fucking know for sure. And like I think it's unclear to Morgan and Anissa whether or not the girl's dead.
Okay, yeah, and if she like said anything yet.
Yeah, because they are like, oh, is Bella dead? Peyton is Bella. They're like, is Bella dead? And the guy's like, well, I don't know. I know she was taken to the hospital. And then the girl's like, oh, I was just curious. And I'm like, God, she's really fucking creepy. She kind of like doesn't commit to a story, and they kind of pin it on each other. Mm-hmm. So Morgan says that like a lot of it was Anissa's plan, and then Anissa's like a lot of it was Morgan's plan. But Morgan claims that like she's been seeing Slenderman in her dreams, and that she's like met Slenderman since she was like 3 years old, and I don't know. She's just kind of a bitch because she's like, she won't say Slenderman. Sometimes she'll be like, I don't know, like, the man told us to do it. As if, like, she hasn't been researching Slenderman forever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was really annoying. I didn't like her. Bad character.
I don't think you were supposed to. Yeah. Yes, I get it.
And then Anissa, the other girl, was getting photographed 6 hours after the stabbing. And there's literally, like, a picture where she's just, like, holding her shirt out, like, with all the blood on it. And she's just, like, taking a picture, you know? I don't know, like, she doesn't seem really fazed by it. One thing that I really thought was funny was she asked the person interrogating her how far she walked, which, looking back, she probably asked this because, like, she wanted to know how close they were to Slenderman's mansion or whatever. But she was like, how far did I walk? And the lady's like, I don't know. Like, and she's like, oh, I was just curious because, like, I'm not really in that good a shape. And it was, like, a far walk or whatever. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this girl's just trying to get her steps in.
I don't have my watch. It didn't charge. Yeah. Like, I don't really trust it. How far?
I don't know if I got my 10,000 post-murder steps.
I get that.
But then she starts crying at some point. So she seems to be, like, actually, like, she cares somewhat or at least knows she did something wrong. So she's more distraught. And then she says she was surprised, but also excited to kill. I think I put that down. I think she was scared, but also excited
to kill. Yeah, surprised she had the ability to do it.
Yeah. But she was, like, ready for it, like, clearly.
Yeah.
So anyways, Morgan and Anissa are both tried for attempted murder in the first degree, and they're tried as adults, which the maximum they could serve is 65 years if that happens. And they're, like, cut off from the rest of society. They have, like, they're, like, not allowed to see people ever. They can't see their brothers and sisters. They can see their parents, but they can't see, like, their grandparents and aunts and uncles. They can, like, talk on the phone eventually sometimes. They don't have, like, cells in their thing, in their rooms. And they're in these things for, like, a year sentencing. And, like, before the trial ends. So, I mean, it's really sad because you're, like, they are little girls and, like, if they were really fucked up, like, they're gonna be more fucked up now. Like, there's no way that you, like, are normal.
That stinks. They couldn't, like, plead out as minors either. But that is very premeditated and super insane.
And they did.
And what did they end up getting sentenced with?
They tried to be. Okay, hang on. They did try to get taken into juvenile court, like, multiple times. But the judge said, like, this is really severe, and, like, we gotta treat it severely and, like, make sure it doesn't happen again. So they were in adult court. Anyway, so an expert in the field says that Anissa has no psychopathic tendencies, no sociopathic tendencies. Ooh. So, I mean, maybe her BuzzFeed quizzes were wrong.
Yeah, good for her.
But then Morgan was diagnosed with schizophrenia and another mood disorder that I didn't catch, but apparently she remembers seeing Slenderman since she was 3, and she sees things like ghosts and stuff. And she, like, had told her parents that when she was, I don't know, her parents seem, like, really oblivious. And, like, she had, like, told them that she saw ghosts and all this other stuff, and she had said she was, like, really into Slender Man, and she had, like, really bad symptoms. Apparently, she could see people change color.
Oh.
Like.
Okay.
Like, actual skin tone and stuff.
Mm.
And she left her cell really messy. She says she can see unicorns. She would have conversations with Snape from Harry Potter.
Oh, wow.
And she'd just see some other shit. And her dad has schizophrenia. So it's like, it's weird to me that these parents were just like, not.
Interesting. Not aware of what was going on. Yeah. Like, keeping a more watchful eye what was going on with
Yeah, her. You'd think if, like, your kids said that they were seeing ghosts and that she showed you all the Slender Man stuff, like, and she didn't have any friends, like, you would think that something would kind
of
was
be like,
up.
Oh, the dad would be like, oh, that reminds me of someone.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. It seems a little, I mean, like, I'm kind of judging her parents. I don't care. She also, like, yeah, so she sees things that aren't there. The mom at one point in the documentary says that she's talking to her, and she's like, oh, what are you going to watch on TV tonight? She's like, oh, it depends on whose night it is to choose. But, like, she's alone in the cell. So, like, she's literally, like, having her imaginary friends or whatever they are. Her hallucinations pick for her. She also had, like, a bunch of in her actual bedroom, not her cell. So, like, before. If the parents were just a little bit nosier... She had a bunch of drawings of things, like, with Slender Man in them, and she wrote, like, disturbing things over and over again on notebook paper. They said, the pain is inside, help me escape my mind, like, things like that. And then she had mutilated Barbie dolls where she, like, put fake stitches on them on, like, their faces, their abdomen. She, like, burned their crotches. Like,
oh, God.
I mean,
that's
like...
such a red flag.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't know. No. I mean, I know kids have, like, a ton of stuff, but, like... Have you never helped your kid clean her room? Right? I mean, like...
Notice these things?
And, I mean, obviously she's probably trying to hide it, but, like...
I got in trouble for such minor things compared to
this. I know. It's like, come on, Mom. At least I wasn't doing that.
Right?
But I don't know.
That would be hard to explain from some of the things.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like maybe their parents did see that, and, like, they just... I mean, how much of that are you really going to admit on, like, a national documentary or whatever?
Yeah, that's true.
But she also believed that she could speak with Slender Man telepathically. So she just was clearly...
Not so.
Yeah. And so in the end, the judge rules that they should both be tried as adults, so they're not going to get out at 18. So they are tried and convicted, and Anissa gets released from jail/prison in 2001. So that just happened, and she got released to her dad's house. And okay. So she's living there, and she's got, like, a remote tracker. So it's, like, I think it's, like, house arrest, yeah. Basically. Or maybe she can go places, but only certain
ones. That makes sense, yeah.
But anyway, so she's out and about, and I think the only reason that they, like, treat her different is, one, she doesn't technically have a mental illness, which I think is worse.
That she, that, like, she's just susceptible to one, or, like, yeah, to someone.
That she's, like, can get involved, yeah, in a murder, but she's not psychopathic.
Weird.
She just got caught up, yeah. But... I think that's worse.
But did Morgan do more of the stabbing?
Morgan is the only one that did the stabbing.
Oh,
that's another reason that she got less of a sentence than Morgan.
Okay.
But still, like, she was involved, and, like, she knew what was going on, and, like...
Could have stopped it, said something, yeah.
Yeah, and didn't break down in the moment, like, didn't break down till after, and was pretty normal for the whole interrogation afterwards. I don't know, it's just, like, weird to me that... She could only... But then again, they were, like, kids, and it's like, do you want to take away a kid's whole life?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's very complicated. I truly never want kids after this.
Yeah, it's so scary.
Kids should not...
I don't want
kids
on the internet after this. Jesus.
Definitely not. I mean, we had the internet, and it was still pretty bad, and yeah. So anyways, and then Morgan is still in jail, and she's sentenced to 40 years, which is the maximum time for her. Because she's in a mental facility. So she's, like, getting help. And she's voluntarily taking her drugs.
Good for her.
Yeah. And then Peyton/Bella is kind of, like, messed up. I guess there's a Netflix movie about this.
Oh,
like,
wow.
An adaption. Where Joey King plays...
True crime,
the girl that
gets
stabbed, which is funny.
True crime king over here. Joey King.
Yeah. Which she literally played the... What's her name again?
Bella Payton. Oh, but Gypsy Rose.
Yeah, which is literally the last episode we did. So, yeah, Joey
Welcome
King
back.
Is just a wild and
pod.
Wild
yeah.
star. But anyways, Peyton is 19 now. She's at a university, but I don't think they, like, disclosed where she is.
Good.
I think she's pretty
fucked
up.
Well, like, give her her privacy, I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think she's pretty fucked up in the head, though, because on one side, she says she never wants to see the other two girls again, and, like, she hates them, mm-hmm. which is, like, fair, but she also says, like, I want to say thank you to them because, like, they pushed my life in a direction. She's like, when I was 12, I had no plan, but now I know I want to go into medicine. I'm like, there's better ways to find your career path than getting stabbed on the side of the road.
That's a little too, that's a little produced of an
image. Like, I wouldn't say thank you. Oh, for sure, yeah. And then, like, my final note, which I just think is weird, is they just cleared the woods where she got stabbed.
Weird.
Yeah. like, what are you gonna do? Now that it's clear, they're probably gonna build, like, an apartment building or something.
That's
there.
That's super weird.
It's, like, better to leave it as a woods. Or do they just think the kids are gonna go back there?
Maybe. Like, could really, like, go to the woods. That's super strange.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I guess I would thought we would just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Or build something over it, at least. Interesting. Well, that was super good job.
Yeah.
So, what's that?
Very heavily borrowed from the documentary, but I just remember when it happened, it was, like, a big national story, and everybody was, like, really all up in arms about it. Mm-hmm. Mostly because they were little girls, but, like,
I think heavily borrowing from a documentary is good, because both things should be the truth you're telling in the documentary, so.
Yeah.
I guess this one hit pretty big news, but, like, the documentary crew gets there so fast and interviews everyone.
No, like, this literally... yeah, no, they made this documentary really soon after. And I was really surprised that, like, both of the parents, like, the Peyton girl and her parents were not involved in it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the girls that did the stabbing, like, their parents, like... We're really fucking open books about
it. You get, like, $50,000 to $100,000 to do those kind of interviews.
Oh, I guess I didn't think about... One, how much debt they're probably in from all this, and two, that they were probably getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about that.
They get a lot of money for those, and they usually get those for every interview they do.
Yeah, well, then that makes sense, I guess. But, yeah, I'm still, it's, like, a little shocking that they would talk so candidly about their kids. Especially the ones that are, like, parents of this Morgan girl, and they're like, yep, she was an oddball, but we didn't know she had schizophrenia. One more thing, too. They also both had siblings, I'm pretty sure. Or, yeah, mm-hmm. They both had siblings, which would be really weird. Like, imagine, like, if your
having
sister
to explain
was...
that.
I would not like that.
Me either. I don't like that.
Yeah. And then, like, you're dating someone, you're like, well, I want to come back to my Thanksgiving dinner. Just, like, a little heads up, my sister did stab someone. So there will be no knives to cut the turkey.
If we all look at each other and, like, give each other looks and laugh, this is what it's about, but don't mention it.
Yeah.